The Ben Ish Chai, we are still in Parashat Lech Lecha, Alacha Yudchet. Yizaher Leached B'gadim Nekiim V'tovim L'chavod Shabbat. A person should put aside, should set aside special clothing, garments for Shabbat. Ve'aolam lo nagu liyached l'Shabbat techaluk ve'amichnasayim. He says that it's not so common, at least in his time and in his place, the Ben Ish Chai says, to have a special shirt for Shabbat or pants. Now the truth is that I see here Rav Mazuz explained. See, normally chaluk and michnasayim, chaluk is shirt, michnasayim is pants. Rav Mazuz explains the words of the Ben Ish Chai, haynu gufiya v'tachtonim shelanu, means undershirt and underpants. So that, yeah, even today, people are, you know, they don't necessarily set aside special undershirts and boxers for Shabbat. No, they wear the same ones from the week. However, one is who is careful in that also, to have, you know, a pair or a few pairs that are set aside to be worn only on Shabbat, tavo ala bracha. Venodaki Rabenu Ha'aria, Yanizhar Bazet, Aria Kadosh was careful with that as well. Meizhir et Rabenu Moreno Arav Rabbi Chaim Vital, Keshilba Shechaluk Shel Shabbat, Be'erev Shabbat, Lechaven Beshem Kadosh, the name that we have here. Zain Hei Resh Yud Aleph Lamed. That's a good thing to remember when you put on your shirt, when you get dressed for Shabbat, after you went to the mikveh, after you took a shower, and you put on your shirt for Shabbat, have vimechaven the name Zain Hei Resh Yud Aleph Lamed. This is what the Ari HaKadosh taught Rabbi Chaim Vital. Rav Mazuz says it's interesting, it's exact letters of Ha'arizal. The name Zahariel is exactly the same letters, if you scramble them around, Ha'arizal. And he's the one who taught this piece of Torah to his Talmid of Chaim Vital. So, v'kavanah zo mo'elet l'amshicha kedusha elav. The Ben Ish Chai says, this kavanah has an effect, it draws forth kedusha onto the garments of Shabbat. Just like if you remember, we spoke about when you buy something, l'chvot Shabbat, you should say, this is l'chvot Shabbat, and those words bring upon them, those items, kedushat Shabbat. So this kavanah is also Mo'il, to bring down Kedusha of Shabbat onto the clothing. Yizayer kol adam shelo ilbash bgadim shchorim b'Shabbat. Person should try as much as he can not to wear black clothing on Shabbat. Vafilu avrei drachim yizaru shelo lilbosh bgdei chol ubgadim shchorim b'Shabbat. Even people who are traveling, you know, guests, or they're traveling from place to country to country, so they're not in their home, they should also be careful not to wear bigdechol and not to wear black clothing. Gam beodam baderech sheshovtim befundak ubamidbar ubasfina, even though they're on the go, either in a hotel or in a desert somewhere or on the boat. What about otam anuagim lilbosh betoch 12 chodesh shel av vaem bigdechol vegam shchorim beshabbatot biyamim tovim? People who have the minhag when they are still within the 12 months of the passing of their parents. So some have a minhag to wear black clothing or bigdechol. If they are noheg to do so on Shabbat as well, to'im hem, they are making a mistake. Even avelim should not wear black on Shabbat. Ve'isura avde, and they're doing something wrong. Ve'zachur latov ateret roshi adoni arav moravi. And I remember my great father, he says, the Ben Ish Chai says, "Shaya machliv begadav shabbatot v'yamim tovim v'toch 12 chodesh shel aviv v'imo." That even during the year of the avilut of his parents, he would change into nice garments for Shabbat and Yom Tov. V'chen asinu maaseh v'toch 12 chodesh shel adoni avi. And I myself, he says, did the same thing in the year of my father. D'achar ha'ptira v'chodesh echad, after 1 month, echlafnu ani v'achai abgadim b'Shabbat. ולא לבשנו בגדים העיקריים של שבת, אלא עשינו בגדים חדשים מתוקנים לשבת של אותה שנה. Interestingly enough, he says, after the 30 of his father, him and his brothers, the Ben Ish Chai says, they, for Shabbat, they put on different clothing, not the normal Shabbat garments, he says, that he always had, but they designated new clothing for Shabbat of that year. And the same thing we did during the year of the Avilut of my mother. Ayen Birkei Yosef in Yoredei Siman Taf and Shulchan Aruch in Yoredei Siman Shafat Seif Gimel. Halacha Yutet Bechol Erev Shabbat Kodesh Haya Minhago Shel Rabbeinu Ariza Lekayem Mitzvat Eruvei Chatzerot VeShitufei Mavo'ot. This is not noheg by us. We don't live in such neighborhoods, in such blocks. But in the 1500s, you still had that up until recently as well. And the minhag of the Ari HaKadosh on every Erev Shabbat was to be makpid, to be mekayem the mitzvah of Eruvei Chatzerot and Shitufei Mavo'ot. That's the Eruv, to make a whole neighborhood as one. Houses that are situated all around an alleyway, or homes that share a chatzel. So in order to carry in the chatzel, you would have to do Eruvei Chatzerot, to make them all into one reshut. They chip in to a little meal, bread and wine, and they put it in the chatzer or in the home of one of them, and that's a eruv, which allows them to carry from one chatzer to another or from the house into the chatzer. Umevarech al apat birkat ha'eruv, and he would say the bracha on the bread, just like we do by erev yom tov for eruvei tavshilin. There is a bracha. Beomer beden eruva yehe sharenan, with this eruv it is mutar for us to carry. Umzakel ibnei chatzer al yedei adam acher, and he does the kinyan through for all of the people of the same courtyard, of the same yard, of the same chatzer. He does a kinyan with one of the people. He picks it up for them. Ukmo shekatab b'sefer hakavanot, and that's what the Ari HaKadosh did every Friday. Upoyirenu Bagdad, the Ben Yishchai says, in our city, anachnu osim eruv ze mishana leshana b'matzah hakshera lechag hamatzot. We do it from one year to another with a kosher matzah for Pesach. Utilot la'el sheyesh lanu zchut b'mitzvah zo, shenaasa eruv mishelanu unzakeh lechol b'nei ha'ir hazot. The Ben Yishchai is thankful and grateful that he has the opportunity to do such a mitzvah and to give that zechut to all the people of his city. Ve'en reshut l'shum adam zulatenu la'asot ha'mitzvah nizkeret. It says, in fact, he has autonomy on this, like a monopoly on this mitzvah, to do it for all the people of the town. Nobody else has the permission to do it other than him. He does it for everyone. Ki hi itanu nachalat avot, because this is something, a right that he inherited from his fathers, Ateret Roshi Arava Gadol Mozekeni Rabbeinu Moshe Chaim, from his grandfather. Ve'aminhag le'aniach ha'eruv anizkar bebet ha'gneset ha'gdolah, and the minhag is to place the eruv in the bet kneset. So again, the way the neighborhood was situated was thus in a way that they can do eruvei chatzerot. In the next halacha, in Halacha Kaf, the Ben Yishchai talks about the Isur of doing melacha on Friday, of doing work, of doing labor on Friday from the time of Mincha Ketana and on, which is 9.5 seasonal hours into the day. And Ve'afal Pishe Sovrim Le'esor Minzman Mincha Gdola, even though there are Shitot that say it's Asur from the time of Mincha Gdola, but we hold the halacha in matters of the Rabbanan, like the more lenient opinion. So therefore the Isur only starts from Mincha Ketana. And the Isur only is by Melacha Gmura, by a work of labor. Aval Prakmatia, but doing business, it's not labor, Muteret. And even though there are those that are Machmir in that too, the Minhag is spread in all places to be Matir, to do business, even at that time. And then he says, "Vehadim lacha gmura asura haynu bekoveh atzmo aleha, aval imi lefi sha'a derech harai mutar." It's only the melacha that is asur is something that you're doing bikviut, that is permanent, that you always do it at that time. But if it's only, it happens to be once in a while that you need to do that once in a while derech harai, then it's mutar. He brings a proof to that from a mishnah in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Yud Zayin, and therefore he says, those who are tailors and people who sew clothing, weavers, carpenters, blacksmiths, silversmiths, that their melacha is kavua, it's a daily melacha. Sofrim, who write Sifre Torah, Tfilin and Mezuzot, so they have to be careful that after 9.5 Shaot Zmaniot into Friday, they're not allowed to do their work. But a person who writes Sfarim to himself in midst of his learning, he says, is mutar. Even if he's not writing a chidush, even if he's just writing like a summary to help him in his learning, since it's tzorech mitzvah, it's mutar. So litzorech mitzvah is mutar. What about writing a letter to your friend? Igeret Shlomim Shari, that's allowed. That's also a mitzvah, right? And also writing a letter for the purpose of business is also allowed. How about writing down all, you know, the cheshbonot, calculations of financial calculations? He says that that would also be mutar, yesh lehatir. Unless things that you can leave until Sunday. Someone who is poor and he does melacha and he needs to work in order to have money for Shabbat expenses, he says is mutar. Even if he has water and bread without that, and he needs expenses for onik Shabbat, such as meat and fish, he's allowed to work even at that time to have the money for that. That's basically Halakha Kaf. In Halakha Kaf Aleph, he talks about the Halakha that we're not supposed to be Koveya on Erev Shabbat, a big meal. A Seudah Gdola Shel Mishteh, which is out of the norm of the meals of the weekday, even in the morning, because of Kvot Shabbat. Now that's only in Seudat Reshut, or Afilu Seudat Mitzvah, or even a Seudat Mitzvah that doesn't have to be that day, that you could push off till Sunday, you should not do on Friday. But a Seudat Mitzvah Shezmana Ota Hayom, that its time is that day, such as Seudat Brit Milah, you can't push it off to Sunday, or Seudat Erusin Venisuin, or engagement, or wedding, Mutar. Af Al Pi Shari Dekach, even though he won't be able to eat so much on Friday night for Shabbat, En Bekach Klum, that's okay, since it's a Seudat Mitzvah that is necessary to be done that day. However, you should try as much as possible to have that Seudah before the 10th Kodem Sha'a Asirit, before the 10th hour of the day. And as early as possible, you should try to have that Seudah. What about Seudat Bar Mitzvah? If it's the day where the boy becomes Bar Mitzvah, if it's his birthday, then it's like Seudat Brit Milah. And the same thing with Seudah of Pidyon HaBen, meaning on the 31st day after the birth, is Mutar. Kavbet, in Halakha Kavbet, the Ben Ishchai says, a Seudah, which is a normal meal throughout the week, which means like a regular lunch, not a party type of meal, is Mutar min adin le'ochla kol hayom. But it's better to refrain from that from the beginning of the 10th hour of the day, so which is around two Sha'ot Zmaniyot before Shkia, so that he should prepare himself to eat Seudat HaLaila with Te'avon. But just eating or drinking like a snack type without a Kvi'ut Seudah, that's allowed even up until Shkia, but Mikol Makom HaMachmir Gam Bazeh Tavo Alav Bracha as well. And the final halakha in Hilchot, in Parashat Lech Lecha, any ta'anit yachid she'en kavua lo zman, she'yuchal itanot be'ezi yom she'yirtze, en mitane be'erev Shabbat. A ta'anit that a person accepted upon himself to fast, which doesn't have a designated time, he could do it at any day, he should not fast on Erev Shabbat. But if it's a ta'anit that falls on Friday, like a ta'anit of a yortzeit, some have a minhag to fast on the day of a yortzeit and it falls on Friday, or some have the minhag to fast on Shiva Be'adar, or a fast of Erev Rosh Chodesh, some have the minhag to do that. So if it falls out, he says, if it falls out on Friday, mutar litanot be'erev Shabbat. But you don't go till Tzet HaKochavim. You have to stop before Tzet HaKochavim. And that's how he should accept it to begin with. The only one that you finish till Tzet HaKochavim is if Asara Betevet, which is the only one of the four Taniyot that can fall on a Friday, if Asara Betevet falls out on Friday, we finish it till Tzet HaKochavim. V'tov lomar b'chol erev Shabbat kodem Kabbalat Shabbat shir ha'shirim b'simcha u'v'kol na'im. And he ends off with a halacha that it's a good minhag, it's a good thing every Friday before Kabbalat Shabbat to say shir ha'shirim with joy and with song, with the ta'amim nicely, not just to rattle it off, to say shir ha'shirim nicely. That's the end of halachot of Parashat Lech Lecha Shana Shniyah.